وبعد. الحمد لله. All praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who gave us opportunity to come in this masjid, gather in this masjid to perform his first salah in the blessed month of Ramadan. And we have to be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving us such opportunity to sit in the masjid peacefully, to perform salah peacefully, that anytime we can come make zikr, anytime we can come read Quran. So it's only because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us this opportunity. So we have to be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to appreciate, because how we know, every one of us, we know that in around the world how many Muslims are struggling, how many Muslims they cannot practice Islam. Some of them, they're practicing quietly. They're hiding themselves. They cannot come to the masjid. They cannot perform the salah peacefully. They cannot read Quran. They cannot make zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala peacefully. So that's why we have to be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and appreciate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for such an opportunity. It's not because of our achievement, because the human, he cannot do nothing. Creation, he cannot do nothing. Everything, all the power is in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have no any power, nothing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us from nothing, and we're going to become nothing. So all the power only belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So such a condition happening in the around the world with the Muslims, the Muslim, the level drop so such a down. So around the whole the Muslims, they struggling. It's only because of our own force, because of our own action, that our action dropped. Before the Sahaba, in the time of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, the Muslims after them, that time their whole world used to be. They had fear from the Muslims. They used to be fear. They used to not attack the Muslims, because Muslims, they wasn't strong with the physically. They was strong with the iman, and they believe and in connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was strong. So that way, the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used to come. But now, every one of us know that our condition, our a'mal, is not strong. Our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not strong. So that's why the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not coming. So that's why to draw the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to bring in our life the complete deen. Complete deen. And we have to create complete strong connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the Muslims around the world. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to change the condition. How the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was going to the Mi'raj, he saw that something is going up and something is going down. So he asked from the Jibreel alayhi wa sallam, what is it? So he said, that thing which is going up is the action of the ummah. And which is coming down is the condition according to the action. So that way, if our action is strong, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala going to give us the good condition. The Muslims going to be strong. It's not only about the physical. Our yaqeen now is not correct. We're saying that whatever is happening in the around the world with the Muslim, and we say, why the world not saying nothing? Why the America, why the Europe not saying nothing? So you see, our yaqeen is for the Europe and for the America, that they have to say something, and then something going to change. No. It's only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can change. So we have to bring yaqeen that everything is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you're going to bring that yaqeen, and if you're going to change our actions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send us help. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala going to take out all the problems from the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So for that, we have to do this work. We have to go and strive in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Call the Muslims towards deen, towards complete deen. So why are you doing this effort? Why are you calling only Muslims? Because our Muslim is not strong. Sahaba radiallahu anhum time, they people used to just see the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and they used to bring come in the hidayat. They used to get the hidayat. But now our time, our Muslim is weak, very weak. Some Muslim, you can say, sometimes you doubt, I must give salam or not, he's Muslim or not. But we ask him the name, so that's why we ask him the name, and he says his name, the Muslim name, then we can only greet and give him salam. Sometimes we are asking the name also, Muslim, but he is not Muslim. Such a condition of the ummah. So we have to do effort, and we have to spend our time, our wealth, ourselves in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to change our condition. So that's why let us make intention, let us make strong decision from our heart that I'm going to spend my time in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to change our condition, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to give the strength.